Hello. How are you guys doing?
Welcome to prison.
Hey.
This building is the original women's prison. It was used from 35 to 68. Next door over here you saw is Colorado.
To walk through the halls is to walk through time. Open cell doors lead to exhibits portraying everything from former wardens, uniforms, prisoners, and even contraband art fashioned from toilet paper. While free with admission audio tours are available to visitors, museum office manager Nancy Larson took me down the prison hallway.
Most of our cells that we have here have exhibits of the Colorado Penitentiary System from 1868 until the mid-1980s. This first cell here that we have is, we call it the Edna cell, but technically it's just information on some famous or infamous, however you want to look at it, women inmates. Edna herself.
In every state, prisons are a big thing. They're not usually things that people want to talk about too much, but they affect a lot of different lives, and they go through a lot of changes.
That's Kay Ellison, the director of the Museum of Colorado Prisons. Ellison herself is a former Department of Corrections employee, and the changes she's referring to include a progression to larger cell sizes and the amount of electricity and heating in cells. While the museum documents serious topics like prison gang history and methods of controlling prisoners, there's also recognition of other aspects of prison life. Again, Larson.
You'll see this chest set was made out of toilet paper, but it was contraband because he made it in his cell and not during a place during arts and crafts, so it was confiscated from him. And it's made with toilet paper, and it was glued together with toothpaste.
Of course, there's also a section on contraband weapons, and a former gas chamber sits in the front yard.
If people like to go look at that, I just request that you don't sit in the chair. Kids will try. Let me tell you, kids have tried.
And why do you not want them to sit in the chair?
Because it's not very stable. And why would you want to?
Well, you know, which is an interesting point, which is, what is it about this museum, whereas it's not necessarily... I mean, on the one hand, it's a celebration of the prison industry.
Industry, yes, ma'am.
But on the other hand, you know, you think about things like the gas chamber, and you know, some of the historical pieces.
People want to know about that stuff because they don't get it in our media today. We have become a destination museum, not only here in the United States, but from Europe also.
Director Ellison says the museum is one of only a handful of prison museums in the country that's housed in a former prison. Not only that, but...
We're the only one that shares a wall with an active prison. Just on the other side of the wall here in our yard, there's Territorial Correctional Center.
That's the state's oldest facility and currently a medium security men's prison. The actual location of the museum is a point of pride for people like Larson and Ellison. And Ellison says documenting the history of the Colorado prison system isn't just a piece of state history.
Canyon City grew up around the prison system. See, the old Territorial Prison was built in 1871, and there were not very many people in Canyon City at that time. So as the prisons expanded, the city expanded, and so it's important not only for the history of the Department of Corrections, but it's important for the history of the city of Canyon City.
The Department of Corrections still owns the former women's prison that houses the museum. They lease it to the city of Canyon City, which in turn leases it to the nonprofit museum. They regularly host events that highlight the history of the prison system and Canyon City. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.